What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Well, District 3 is a great district. We have a lot of good people that live here. We have low unemployment rates, and it's a wonderful place to raise your children. I actually encourage anyone who hasn't visited Wiley Park here yet to come have a look for yourself. Words simply can't describe how unique that park is. It's one of a kind, just like Lemon, South Dakota's largest petrified wood park. But back to District 3, it's not much different from other districts in South Dakota. South Dakota itself is a great state, and I certainly enjoy living here in South Dakota within District 3. As with much of South Dakota, we have great agriculture surrounding us, and we do get hunters from around the state during hunting season. And District 3 is also no different when it comes to that great South Dakota weather.
Discuss a major issue or topic that you want the legislature to address.
It's important for me to bring up the gerrymandering that we've all seen happen. The reason I don't like it is because it unfairly affects all other issues we have. For example, youth minimum wage or teachers' pay. It also isn't good for any political party. We have members of all parties who have been gerrymandered out of what was once considered to be District 3. This not only creates the uneven vote, but the people who live, work, pay taxes, and may even own businesses in District 3, they're just left to vote for people who can't make a difference for them because their decisions don't impact the majority of Aberdeen and Bath, where most of District 3 lies. Right now, as it is, Democrats are outnumbered by over 1,000 Republican voters, and that's a scary thought. It leaves room for even more gerrymandering and more uneven votes and more unfairness. Keep in mind, we are voting on this issue come November, but this vote will be uneven, and there's a good possibility it may need to be addressed again once in peer.
What legislation or solutions would you bring forward to deal with this issue?
Well, there's no shortcut to genuine success. It's obviously going to take some time. Many of us know that. The most important thing I can personally do right now starts immediately, and it needs to be done before anyone is elected into the office. What that entails is simply raising awareness of this issue, whether it's brought up while door knocking or bringing it up in casual conversation or even in this radio interview, where it needs to be spread on the gerrymandering and how bad it really is. As a mother and a taxpayer myself, I will do whatever it takes to make sure the people of District 3 receive the proper representation they deserve. I'll make sure our district will be recognized for having leaders who can speak up for what the people of District 3 really need and not what for the government sees fit for them. Once elected, I promise follow through. We need to ensure the welfare of our community before it's too late. I can and will be the voice for the citizens of District 3 that will make peer listen and take heed.